in the YouTube comments, all you have to do is Burke Kreischer or Tom Segura.
Who would you more be more likely to fall in love with?
I'm like, I've had so many people fall in love with me that it became a problem.
It became a problem.
Yeah. 100%. Cheers.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. Just ask our very own Josh Zola, whose entire wireless production facility plan lifestyle has been completely revamped and overwhelmed by Mint Mobile savings. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Welcome to the show.
God, man. I wish we could talk like that. Yeah. I get so fucking... Because sometimes you see things and you just get like worked up. You're like... And then you realize...
Did you ever have pregnancy scares like in high school or college?
One. Well, yeah, I mean, I thought every time, here's the problem. This is why I never really loved having sex.
Okay.
I thought I got someone pregnant every time. My favorite thing was like to like have a month where you just got blowjobs and you're like, thank God I don't have to worry about having a baby this month.
Yeah.
Now I wish I could get someone pregnant. I wish Leanne would just let me get people pregnant. Like, I wish she was just cool with it, raising them.
Raising them?
Yeah, I bring them home. I go, this is George.
Yeah,
this is a new kid. We're going to be living with us. I got this girl pregnant. And then she was like, oh, I'm glad. You know, I'm happy for you.
Yeah, I'm happy for you. I got.
You ever get an abortion?
No. No, I don't have a uterus or anything. I remember, though. I was dating a girl and it was always condoms, right? Condoms and pull out, right?
Pull out? That's how fucking that doesn't work.
I know, but I was young.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things.
Is that the rhythm method?
No, I don't think that's the rhythm.
So the rhythm method is.
The rhythm method is you're watching the cycle, so you know when.
I've been doing the rhythm method totally wrong.
That's
I thought it was like know your rhythm and you now can go. By the way, those are my favorite orgasms when you pull out and blow a load on their stomach because you don't want to blow a load in them, so you're fucking licking the flame.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite orgasms. Yeah. I don't even like the ones I'm having lately.
Really?
Unless I give them to myself, I'm kind of like, I don't know. Here's what happens. As right as I'm about to have an orgasm, my brain goes, well, we won't be having sex again for another week. So it's almost like, it's like a cheat meal.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Go ahead back to your pregnancy scare. Go back to your pregnancy scare. Yeah.
So I'm having sex. I think I'm in high school. I'm either in high school or I'm a freshman in college. And I'm having sex and the girl goes, it's okay. You can finish inside as you're getting there. So my brain, I don't know. I think a lot of guys' brains just goes like, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks. And then, and it's an orgasm you're not used to because at that age, you know, it's like wrap it up or pull out. So I do. And then afterwards I'm like, so like, are you on the pill or something right now? Or something. She's like, no. And I go, wait, what do you mean? Like, why did you say that? And she's like, I don't know. I just felt like, I was like, wait, what? You just felt like it? So I'm like, all right, well, you know, I'm sure she'll have her period any moment, right? Or like soon. So like a week goes by, and I'm like, did you get your period? And she's like, nah. I'm like, okay, well, you know, let me know as soon as you get it.
Yeah.
And it goes into 2 weeks and then 3 weeks. And I go, hey, she goes, yeah, I missed my period. And I'm like, you know, like I said, 18, 19. I'm like, oh my gosh. And then it gets to a month and I'm like, I'm talking to her like every other, you know, hour. I'm
yeah.
Like, did it come today? And she's like, no. And then I kind of, my whole brain shifts to like, oh, this is happening. Cause we didn't have.
This chick needs to fall.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm actually like, I'm encouraging her to do like rock climbing and all this stuff.
Do rock climbing.
Yeah.
Just like little scrambles. Then put a little pad down. If you like, land on your fucking stomach,
you need to try kickboxing this week. Right. So.
Hey, I signed up for Muay Thai classes.
Yeah. And I'm putting you with an expert. He's going to really fuck you up.
Just start with sparring. Yeah. Start with sparring. Yeah.
You don't need to know technique. Is overrated. Yeah,
technique's overrated.
But I remember getting the call.
Hey, Jen, in the stomach.
I remember getting the call. She's like, I got my period. And I swear to God, I dropped to my knees. Because what now I remember, it was college. Because I was in a dorm room and I was like, I mean, it was the most religious I'd ever been. I was thank you, God.
Oh, yeah, you pray. I used to go to church.
Yeah.
I'd go to church and just go like, hey, man, I'm not ready for a kid.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got big plans. I had no plans. God knew I had no plans.
She was already telling me that we were going to move somewhere.
What? Where? Yeah. North Carolina?
No, like the Pacific Northwest. And like we were gonna raise a kid out there.
How many brilliant comedians? How many stars of industry? How many millionaires? Possible multimillionaires aren't there because of some kid.
I don't know. That's a nice turn it took.
I mean, that's when we talk about Roe v. Wade, and this is Two Bears, One Cot live.
God damn it.
I think I'm having a fucking stroke.
Two Bears, One Cot. Right.
I don't know if Roe v. Wade has been overturned.
Flipped
it. They flipped it.
Right.
But they should look at, like, the dude's perspective.
What?
You know, all these women are talking about their bodies. What about us?
Yeah.
And all the dreams we don't get. I mean, I understand you gotta have a baby, whatever. But like, we could be athletes.
Yeah.
We could be titans of industry.
Right. But not if you have this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanna hear those stories. Because that's what you're gonna connect to. All these dudes that aren't listening to women talk about their bodies, just all you gotta do is connect with them. You gotta sell the product to the people buying the product. Right now, you're talking about women's rights, women's bodies. You got to talk about men's rights and men's bodies and sell it to the men that overturn Roe v. Wade and then go, yeah. But would you be a justice, Justice Scalia?
He's pretty dead.
But is he dead?
He's very dead. Yeah. No.
So I wouldn't use his name.
Right.
Justice Kavanaugh.
Roberts, Thomas. Yeah, yeah.
Kavanaugh is the one that, right?
He's
the one that like a little, no, take another step.
Yeah.
Justice Kavanaugh. Hey, Justice Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you, Brent. Would you be where you are today if that one scare had come to fruition?
Mm.
Right? That's the question. I'll tell you my scare. I had it. I remember a legit one of like, I'm pretty sure I'm pregnant. I'm going to go get a pregnancy test. Mm. I was 19 years old. At Florida State, and I was sitting outside Williams Hall on their like little I walked by when I did Florida State. I walked by there and I showed all the guys on my team or all the guys that work with me. I said right there, I actually thought I laid on this it's sidewalk then like a hill then sidewalk goes it's tiered down and I sat on that hill and I thought I'm gonna have a fucking baby. I'm fucking 19 years old. I'm not ready for this. I remember thinking like, there's a lot I want to do. And then And then to be the person that got to achieve all his dreams. Because that baby, she didn't get an abortion. She didn't get pregnant. But then to be the guy that achieved all his dreams and looked and goes, man, I remember being on that hill thinking, what the fuck? Yeah. So that's all you got to do is preach it to Brett Kavanaugh that way.
Yeah.
And say, would you be in the Supreme Court if that one time in college, that chick didn't have her period? And if you knew you could trade it all for one little...
Yeah.
All it is like a little credit card swipe.
Yep, that's it.
That's all it is. That's all it is for the dude. All you got to do, Brett, why are you fucking being such a dick? Just did he swipe. Even vote for the Roe v. Wade?
Did he vote?
Yeah, what was his vote? It had to be. I'm sure he's a guy that was like...
Yeah, I'm sure to overturn. Yeah.
It's so crazy not knowing anything about politics. And just going like, I just assume because he's a white dude, he probably was like, yeah, fuck it.
No, yeah, he's one of the conservative justices, yeah.
Automatic. You ever seen that video of him? It's automatic. So fucking good. They played it on the bus nonstop. Brett Kavanaugh, automatic. We've got to be able to play this. It's fair game, fair use, whatever. Have you ever seen this?
Automatic?
Oh, no, sometimes I had too many beers. Go to that. That can't be NBC News. No. PBS. I'll find it. Hey, I'll find it. Shane Gillis and my cousin Andrew could not stop going automatic. Sometimes I kill too many beers. Automatic. Yeah, I fuck chicks. Automatic.
He would say that?
No, it's a splice up of him and it's fucking hilarious.
Oh, okay.
And so, but yeah, I don't know. I, whatever. My cameraman Mans goes, we were talking about close calls in Tallahassee and he goes, we said, have you ever had a close call? And he goes, yeah, one time. And we were like, and he goes, well, luckily she took care of it. We're like, that's not a close call.
Yeah.
That's called an abortion, man. Yeah. You're part of an abortion.
That's not a scare.
Yeah, that's not a scare. You got a girl pregnant.
Yeah.
No, I never had an abortion. I wonder if Leanne has.
You've never asked?
No. I don't think she has. She would have told me, right?
I don't know. She's from Georgia.
Isla's dyslexic, and she came in the other day and was like, ugh, they're outlawing adoption in Alabama? And I said, that says abortion. And she goes, oh. She looks at me and she goes, so they want orphans. Yeah. Whatever happened to orphans, man?
They're going to be more of them. Yeah, we're going to bring back orphanages, I think, in bigger numbers.
When did orphans die out? Like legit orphanages. See if we can find an orphanage in Los Angeles. Los Angeles orphanage. I wouldn't mind visiting an orphanage.
What would you do there?
Just teach them baseball. Shave their teeth and teach them baseball. Look. No, there's a bunch of orphanages. Go to a Los Angeles orphan home. That sounds a little insensitive.
How does it get 3 stars?
They're like, they beat the fuck. They make us scrub the floors like that Chrysler building.
Yeah.
Man, little orphan Annie. Holy Grove.
Adoption is awesome. Oh, yeah. Okay. So you can go there.
So I thought adoption was like different these days.
Well, I mean, there's different ways I'm sure you can end up adopting, but an orphanage is probably for a little bit older kid, right? Like that's not babies.
Yeah.
Babies are like cared for by, you know, I don't know, the state or a hospital or something.
God, man, that's kind of, it's amazing. Something you just think silly and then all of a sudden it gets sad. Hey, there's not a standard upper age limit under the care of an orphanage. They release them
into society when they reach the age of 16. Oh,
so you just let them out?
16 is pretty young to be like, now you're on your own.
That's really young.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder what the height of orphanages was. Like probably like 1940.
Maybe.
Oh, I bet it was probably around Roe v. Wade.
I don't know.
I bet that.
When would that ended, have been? 60s? Well,
yeah. Almost guaranteed that. Their orphanages were a big deal. And then they were like, oh, by the way, you can just kill these kids. They're like, oh, never mind. And then you got orphanages.
I like that you can all but guarantee it.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Adult Orphan. That's a good name of a band.
Yeah, that could be your band.
I know Orphan Poet is a band. Little Orphan Annie. So like, When Annie was like out.
1726. Oh, no, sorry. That's when the first one was created.
1726. Can you imagine being an orphan in 1726?
Oh, my God. Okay. There's the first drop down.
What?
When were popular in America? Between
this grew between.
It was 1800s, it looks like. How about when did the U.S. stop? It says stop using. Is that a thing? By the 50s, more children lived in foster homes than in orphanages in the United States. Oh, foster homes, which is different. Oh, yeah, because there are people that foster, like take in.
Yeah.
That's not considered an orphanage, right? That's a 1960s foster care had become government funded. Since then, U.S. orphanages have gone extinct entirely. So it's not even really, I guess maybe those are some type of.
Yeah, so we're not offending anybody. There are no orphanages.
There you go.
Yeah. When they wrote Orphan Annie, Annie.
Yeah.
That was when orphanages were big. Babe Ruth was an orphan.
Yeah.
Babe Ruth was an orphan.
I know.
Can you imagine how that must fuck with your head? He got given up. How old was Babe Ruth when he got given up? Dude, have you tried the Oculus? For real. Have you tried the Oculus?
No. It's amazing. Really?
Nadav, you've tried it, right?
Yes.
Wait, hold on. This is a myth, Babe Ruth was an orphan?
Yeah. Oh, he was a problematic child. Ruth's parents simply didn't know what else to do with their troublesome child and sent him to a Catholic school when he was just 7 years old.
I read the book about Babe Ruth when I was a kid. Pretty sure he was an orphan.
Okay.
Incorrigible. Incorrigible. Right? Was Babe Ruth incorrigible?
Ruth was not an orphan.
Do you see incorrigible?
Yes.
Wayward. Not just merely a delinquent, but incorrigible. It's those women don't exist anymore. You're incorrigible, babe. Well, shave his teeth down. That's back when you could hit a woman, and that woman got hit.
So the Oculus is pretty cool, right?
Dude. So we get an Oculus. Brian Simpson. Fucking, let's take 2 seconds to celebrate how funny Brian Simpson is.
He's so fucking funny.
Can I tell you, and I said this to him.
I believe, by the way, to tie into it, I believe he was a foster kid too for many years.
He was a foster kid.
Yeah.
He was a foster kid.
Yeah. He's very funny.
It's funny. His brain, every time I tried to explain this to him, I was too drunk, so it never came out right. The reason... He said, you guys are so, I'm sorry, Brian, if I'm sharing a private story or whatever, but he said, you guys are so kind to me. You guys are like really cool. You guys brought me on the Fully Loaded and Rogan brings me out here. And you know, Tom has me on Two Bears and takes me out and helps me out. And he goes, I don't know how to say thank you. I said, you don't need to. I said, we're doing it selfishly, right? And he went, what do you mean? I said, you're funny as fuck and you think different than most comics so that to be around you is a fun experience because I get to hear your insight on things.
Yeah.
I said, it's crazy is that everything goes back to being selfish. I like Brian Simpson because I like to watch him think.
Yeah.
The way he thinks. He, and this is why I like Brian Simpson. He comes to do my podcast and he brings his Oculus and he goes, hey man, can I let you try this out? And immediately I go, I'm not a video game guy, so I don't really want to do it. He's like, well, I think you should try it. Just try it. I try it out. I'm like, I buy one immediately. I go, this is fucking amazing. And he's like, yeah, I thought you'd like that. That's the way his brain worked. Is he didn't even really know me very well, but he goes, I bet Bert's a guy that would like this. Dude, I get fucking wasted with Isla. Just me. But me and Isla turn on the Oculus. And she is like me in that we are very, we live out loud. We don't keep our feelings in. She puts it on and she goes, holy shit, an elephant!
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dude, you go on safari and you are with elephants.
So wait, is it just viewing experience or an actual game that you're playing?
No, you can go on YouTube and do 360 viewing.
Yeah.
And you are and it's in a 360 camera. I'm telling you, man, I think this is the future of podcasting. It's like you put a 360 camera right here and someone can just go, is this the automatic one? Hold on, don't play it yet. You go to automatic. God damn it. You go to 360 viewing and you can go scuba diving and it feels like you're scuba diving. Like I was holding my fucking breath.
Yeah.
You go on Safari, you can, I mean, you can do anything. The one that flipped me out was Edge of Space. And they're like, okay, so you are in a hot air balloon that's about to go 70,000 feet above Earth. So get ready and hold on. And it takes off, Tom. And immediately I lose my stomach for real. And I'm like, oh, and I had to take it off. I go, fuck this. And Isla goes, I want to try it. Isla does it. I was like, oh my God. And then you're going and then you're looking and you're like, holy shit. It's so but cool.
That's just a YouTube video you're watching?
Just a YouTube video. And then you can do games. I think the games aren't quite as advanced, but dude, the experience, like I'm telling you, if Rogan had a 360 camera in one of those seats and I could throw on my Oculus.
And you feel like you're sitting at the table.
It is so realistic
that
you're like, that you could just light a joint and have a drink and just sit there and then talk and like you just watch it. Like you go from Ari to Shane to Mark to Joe to like back and forth. It's the coolest fucking experience. It's cool. And then someone, I won't say his name, Peter, but he was like, you should try the fucking porn. You can throw it on and you literally are like looking at your, looking and going like, what the fuck? And they have machines that grab your dick and will fuck to the rhythm that she fucks to. Wow. So you're like, what the, get me one of those in my bunk on a tour bus.
Yeah.
And I might not call my wife for the whole tour.
Yeah.
I might just fuck my bunk all week.
Yeah.
I mean, Oculus, dude.
I know it's coming up for your birthday.
Speaking of birthday.
Yeah.
Leanne goes, so it's my 50th, and they canceled my date. I was supposed to work that week. They canceled it. Leanne goes, do you want a destination birthday for my 50th, or do you want a home birthday? Now, here's my thoughts. Destination, not too far. Destination, fleet of helicopters, right?
Mm-hmm.
All take off at the same time. Like it's all about memories, right?
Yeah.
All take off at the same time, like Apocalypse Now, and we like go to the just dum 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 dum. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking. What do you think?
I think that's pretty cool.
Are you gonna come to my birthday party? Are you working November 3rd?
Well, the 3rd is that a?
It's a weekend.
It is a weekend. I thought it was a weekday. It's a Thursday. I am working that day.
Fuck.
And that weekend, but I'm not. Following weekend, maybe we'll have to do two birthday parties. Are you working all November?
Yeah, I'm doing. Yeah. I think you are too. I think you're doing something the week before I'm doing it.
Oh yeah.
You know what I was going to get for Leanne for her birthday?
What?
Dwight Yoakam,
the man. I didn't think you were going to get her a CD.
The real man in our backyard. I was going to have him play for her.
Really? Did you reach out?
I did.
And?
Way more expensive than I ever was going to spend on that woman.
can you say it and bleep it? Can we bleep it?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. I thought there would be a price point because I was like, oh, that'll be, that's his wife. And nope, it's not happening. It's not happening so much that I told her it's not happening. I was going to get it for her birthday and surprise her. And she loves Dwight Yoakam. Loves Dwight Yoakam. Feels like she's connected to Dwight Yoakam.
Yeah.
She fell in love with Dwight Yoakam when she was younger and is listens to him all the time.
Yeah. Was he dating somebody famous for a while?
No, that's Lyle Lovitz.
Oh, right. With Julia Roberts. But Yoakam wasn't?
I don't think so. I think he's been.
I think I need an adapter for this, Nadav, to plug it in.
He's an interesting dude. He's really smart. He's friends with the guy we're going to dinner with tomorrow.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. And so he's really smart. He doesn't party. I think he's a vegan. The last thing he wants to do is play some private party for a dude who's going to be like, Dwight. Like, for that kind of money, I'm like, you know, he better be like, hey, guy, man, can I try your polar plunge out? You know?
Yeah.
Hey, you want to lift weights? Hey, Leanne, let's go. Show me around the house. I want to play with your dogs. Like,
yeah.
You're like, I can't afford that.
No, it would not be like that.
No. Oh, no. It would be like, walk in, walk out.
Yeah.
That's it. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Pleasure meeting you. One picture. I do one picture.
Sometimes I have too many beers, which I gladly do, and which I fully embrace. Automatic. It still is. I liked beer. I still like beer. Automatic. still is. But I did not drink beer to the point of blacking out. When I was in town, I spent much of my time working out, lifting weights, or hanging out and having some beers with friends. Animal House, Caddyshack, and Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Working out, lifting weights, too many beers. Automatic. Still is. Many nights I worked out with other guys. Maybe it was because I'm an only child and had no sisters. Many of us became friends with students at local Catholic all-girls schools. Amy, or Maura, or Megan, or Nikki.
What the
Sometimes
fuck?
I had too many beers, which I gladly do, and which I fully embrace. Working out, automatic. Blacking out, automatic. Catholic all-girls schools, automatic. Still is.
All right.
That's
a Supreme Court justice.
Here's what's crazy is those videos are the best.
Yeah.
Because he would hate it.
Right. He would not like that.
Like if he would like it, that's the weird thing about the internet. The thing that the person would hate the most are the funnest to watch.
And then the only way you're able to basically enjoy or get past a video of like that being made of you is if you embrace it at some, you know what I mean? You know, when like something bothers you and you go like, I'll just, you know what? I have to go. Yeah. That's funny. You guys, you have to find a way. You have to give in.
You have to find a little wiggle room. I think it was like, I really think that it's amazing. The internet can find the thing that bothers you the most about yourself.
Oh yeah.
That they can just sense it out. And then, and a lot of it is responding. You respond to the thing that lights you up the most. And then everyone goes, that's it.
You ever, there's this, I get the same kind of thing, maybe comments or messages to you where someone's like saying things, whatever. And then they go, hey, fuck you, man. Or you're like, you're a piece of shit. And then you go, what? And then they're like, I just wanted to get your attention.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I always try to not, like now that I've been doing this a while, I go, like, don't reward that, right? Like, don't reward someone just being like.
That was why I had to get a new phone, because people could get into my pocket.
Yeah.
I could read a text. And I was like, and it was people saying, you know, the thing that you think about yourself sometimes.
Yeah.
About, oh, you're just fucking full of shit. You're alcoholic. And you're like, and then those are the things that really
fire you up.
That might be accurate.
Well,
and you're like, they hit you the hardest, and then you're like, fuck you, I'm not, like, you know?
Yeah.
And so, if you can find a way to embrace it, I think that's when it becomes, I don't think it'll ever become fun, but it's funny, man. I never gave a fuck about, like, Bert's the most racist comic. It never bothered me.
Because
it's not true. And it wasn't until the Black Lives Matter started, and I was like, all right, we got to just change this.
Which we did.
We did.
We changed it to Bert fucks dogs.
Yeah. And by the way, that doesn't bother me. And there's been times I've cuddled with my dog and my dick's gotten hard, and it doesn't bother me.
Right.
It's a big dog. And it's like 150 pounds. It's like a human.
It's kind of, it feels like a person.
It's a human with sloppy lips and and a tail that, if you play it right, feels like a.
Yeah.
It's the thing that's real. It's funny. Yeah, the racist thing. I remember when my Netflix special came out, my management and agents were like, we need to get in front of this. And I was like, why? And they're like, because. And I'm certain there were probably people who saw my special who then went to my comments and were like, hey, man, I like this guy. And then they're like, wait, what's this racist stuff?
For sure.
And then they're like, I didn't know he's racist. Never mind, I'm out.
But I also saw that after we were like, hey, we're pivoting away from that, somebody would leave that comment and people would be like, hey, I don't know if you know, we're done with that. We've moved on.
Yeah.
Like, people were correcting other people.
Yeah, it's the fun of it. Like, how great would it be if Brett Kavanaugh was like, guys, we're making abortions automatic.
Yeah.
You've never been, you ever give a shit about that.
No, I wouldn't say I don't give a shit about it. It's that I just went through versions of it and then was like, oh, the way to handle this is don't engage, or, you know, like, accept. Yeah, there's acceptance does a lot for you.
Yeah.
You just go like, this is the way it is.
Even sometimes if people make like videos about you shitting on you, we've talked about this, is that you just, some of them are good.
Yeah.
Some of them are good and some of them are pretty accurate. And you're like, and if you can find a way to love that and just go, hey man, like everyone has a job in this world.
It's true. And also you realize, I mean, there's a couple levels to it, right? There's, like I said, not getting too emotional. Like you learn to not get as emotional. There's acceptance. There's also, like you said, that it's good. And then there's the part of you that goes like, well, you know, this comes with the territory with what you do.
We just called Daniel Craig a Nazi the other day.
Yeah.
That comes with the territory.
Sorry, man. You shouldn't have that face.
Yeah. I mean, that comes with the territory. I'm sorry, Daniel Craig, but you should understand on your yacht. That's crazy because people say that to me. Bert, you got to relax in your big house. I've read that comment one time. Sure. And you're like, whatever. You know, I'll tell you what. LA Comics.
Also, you as a feature act, you don't have to worry about any of that.
Nope.
It comes with like where you're at.
LA Comics are, maybe not. I was going to say, New York Comics are way more aware of what the internet is saying.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, we got on quite, I'm not going to name names, but we, you know, did some tours together and I've toured with some New York comics.
Sure.
And they have their finger on the pulse of the whole internet thing. I remember one guy called me up one time and he was like, hey man, just so you know, like we got your back. And I was like, for what? He was like, man, never mind. And I went, wait, what's going on with me? But they're like, they know Reddit. I don't even know how to use Reddit. I really don't know how to use Reddit.
Yeah.
I don't know if Reddit is an app or just a website.
Mm-hmm.
I've only been on Reddit. I clicked on it maybe a couple times, but the one thing I've been on Reddit was the machine story would go on.
Well, don't forget, didn't we discover Plast together?
Plast? Oh, wait, what was that?
That was pussy legs, asshole, tits, and toes or something.
Oh, we need to get back to that.
There was that writer, the sex writer.
Michael Stahl.
You definitely saw Reddit then.
Yeah, Plast Reddit.
Yeah.
Is Reddit the same thing as, it's not the same thing as, there's a great, there's this girl, what was it called, that where you could post like blogs?
Plast.
I forgot how great that was. Plast, fuck. And then we came up with our own one.
Yeah, yeah. But let's not think about it. Wow, let's think about this. Wow.
Pussy, ass, leg, and toes.
You're leaving out some letters.
Plast, pussy, ass.
No, legs.
Pussy, pussy, legs. Ass.
Tits.
Smile, toes, toenails, and tits. Oh. Toenails and tits. Fuck, is this Reddit?
Yeah.
Oh, it looks like Facebook. It looks like an awesome Facebook page.
Yeah.
God damn it. These women fucking rock. I mean, how cool are these chicks?
Yeah, and you don't get full points if you don't include it all. See, like sometimes they don't get it all in there.
It would be cool if you could just FaceTime these chicks, random, and get to know them.
You want to get to know them?
Yeah. Like they have such welcoming smiles.
That's a very welcoming smile.
That's a very welcoming smile. Well,
that's actually, you know, that might be the key ingredient to what makes this thing work is the smile component. All the sexual components are there, but the smile changes it completely, right?
The smile makes it like welcoming. They're we're in on it, you know?
They're like, I know what you like.
There's gotta be one
that's smiling.
That one's not smiling.
And guess what? We're scrolling past you.
Yeah. That one's not smiling either. And now her pussy looks weird.
Yeah.
There you go.
Big smile.
She didn't even have her pussy see full page. There she goes.
She's sweet.
I could not get Leanne to do this in a million fucking years.
Post on Plast?
I could not get her to do this in if you said Bert is going to lose his arm and leg tomorrow unless you post a Plast. She'd go, looks like he won't be running anymore.
Really?
She would never.
That's a big ask to be like, hey, post a photo of yourself doing that.
Okay, name it for me, for you. They go.
Let's start here. You have.
I would do it for you so quickly.
But this is my point. You have way more comfort with your nude body than most people do.
Why is that?
I don't know, but it's something I've known for a while.
Yeah.
So it's not as big an ask to you.
Okay. So what's a big ask?
Fuck six guys.
I'd fuck a dude for you.
Really?
Yeah. I'd fuck a dude for you.
Really?
Yeah. Like if you said if they're like...
They're going to cut my arm off?
No. If the mafia calls up and they're like, we've kidnapped your buddy Tom Segura. we're going to cut off a finger every hour you don't fuck a dude.
Oh my God.
You got to fuck a dude. I want everyone to role play this with your best friend right now.
Okay.
You get a phone call. Hi, by the way, I had a dream of a brilliant script last night. Don't let me forget that. So, they go, we've got your buddy Tom Segura. All you got to do is fuck a dude to save his life. For every hour you don't fuck a dude, we cut off a finger and it sends it to you. So we're real. I'm going to wait till they send me one finger just to make sure we're serious.
Okay,
I'm not just going to fuck a dude on a lark,
right,
okay?
Right, so now
I'm not going to be like, you're just calling like, hey, man, we're kidding. You didn't fuck that
guy.
And
they send you this picture and I'm like, hmm.
And I go, all right. And then I fuck a dude. Do I fuck a dude or does a dude fuck me?
Well, that's the thing. It was your idea.
Okay. If I fuck a dude, that's easy. I go, yeah. Pete, we need you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the Russian.
I would call a gay dude. Oh, I'd call Tim Dillon.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey man, listen, Tom's in trouble.
Yeah.
I wonder if Tim would have sex with me. Did we talk about this before?
We did. I don't remember this. I don't know if Tim.
I think he said yes.
He would?
I think he said me before you.
Or no.
Is that Whitney?
You want to call Tim?
Nope.
Okay.
Let's leave it up in the air.
Okay. No offense. I'd be genuinely offended if it was you before me.
For real?
Yeah.
Dude, you realize Tim definitely, I'm more his type than you are.
I don't know that. How would I know that?
Because just hanging out with him, you know that he looks at a guy like me and goes, that is a guy I could fall in love with. You're like, you're not that guy.
Okay.
But you're not, people don't look at you and go, people look at me and go, I could fall in love with him.
What?
Hold on. Who do you think?
Let's fucking park so here on for one a second. Moment.
So you think, if you think someone, let's put it on Instagram.
There's people watching right now.
Who? Put in the comments. Put in the fucking comments. When you just look at us.
When you just look at us.
And you go, all right, who could I fall in love with? Not who could I be in a relationship with?
Whoa. We mean not who could I be in a relationship with.
Falling in love with people. Like, there's people I can fall in love with very quickly. Like.
Okay.
Like, there's people I can go, oh, that person's got the juju.
That I could fall in love with.
I could fall in love with them. There's something about them where I go, after the first night of cuddling, we got up and everything about the guy where he gets up, and this is all me, but he's like, gets up and he's like, what are we going to do for lunch today? You know? And you're not that way. You're like, I'm getting coffee. And I think that's hard to fall in love with. And you go, what are you doing? And you're on your phone. You're like Googling Porsches. Like, I'm more like, hey, what are you doing on your phones? People fall in love with that easier.
That is so insane how you think.
Nadal, will you fix this for me? You know what I'm saying.
I don't know what he's saying. So what
I don't.
Is
I'm not really following.
Oh, my God.
Okay, no. Let's be honest. Do you actually understand what he's saying?
He's lying right now because he wants to keep his job.
No, there's no threat of losing your job. What the fuck is he talking about?
Hold on, bro. Can you repeat the thought?
Okay. We're talking about falling in love. Have you ever fallen in love, Nadav?
Yes.
Okay. What were the attributes that person had that made you fall in love? The moment where you went, shit, I think I'm in love. It was tenderness, warmthness, right?
I think it was talking shit to me.
It was a dom. He was a dom.
Okay. You surround yourself with such broken people. You have a misfit fucking cast. Do you know,
Look, I've fallen in love, and people have fallen in love with me. What are you talking about?
How many people have you? Okay, here's the question: what has happened more? Have you fallen in love more, or have more people fallen in love with you?
In my life,
yeah.
It's a good question. Hold on.
More people have fallen in love with me than I've fallen in love with them. 100%. Leanne fell in love with me before I fell in love with her.
Really?
Because it happens to me. People won't fall in love with me very quickly. They do. There's people watching this right now going, I love him.
There are people doing that, yeah.
Who do you think will have, when they die?
I think you're going to be stunned at the YouTube comments.
No, hold on. Don't just do this to go, gotcha,
Burke.
No,
I know.
Be real. In the YouTube comments, all you have to do is Burke Kreischer or Tom Segura. That's it.
Who would you be more likely to fall in love with?
Fall in love with. And we're talking about...
You're talking about... Like genuinely fall in love with.
Genuinely him. Fall in love with. Like you go like, wow, 7 dates and I'm in. Like yeah. I'm fucking, this is someone I want to spend the rest of my life with.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I definitely, you're a great one night stand. You're like a fun friend. But falling in love's a different thing, probably.
I've had people fall in love with me.
Name them.
What other do you mean,
than
name
push,
them?
Other than push. How many name? Call someone that fell in love with you. Let's call people that fell in love with us. Okay.
Oh my God.
Let's call people that fell in love with us and find out why they fell in love with us.
Well, I know what they're gonna say.
What are they gonna say?
They're gonna say how sweet I am.
That's okay. What okay. Say. Okay. But hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. Hold on. You're the long sell.
What?
Because you are a sneaky person. About like you go. Like, you don't realize you love
you. I mask my tenderness, if that's what you're trying to say.
Yeah, that's true. And then all of a sudden, one day, you're like, motherfucker. But it's too late. They've already fallen in love with me.
Yeah.
Like, you're like 2 months in. Yeah. I'm like a week in. A week in and you fall in love with me. I'm like, I've had so many people fall in love with me that it became a problem.
It became a problem.
Yeah. Because then their love it confuses them. And then I know I sound like a crazy person right now, but I swear to God, I want to see if I wonder if I know someone who's fallen in love with me. I wonder what the thing was.
Oh, man.
I remember when Leanne told me she was in love with me.
It could go so fucking sideways.
It could go so bad. But I want to call them, but I know it's going to sound creepy.
I called
one ex-girlfriend one time, and I was like, I was a pretty good wakeboarder, right? She was like, what is this about? And I was like, I'm having fun.
Do you know, I called an ex for a bit we were going to try to do on the podcast.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, wait, what? And I hadn't talked to this person in years. And then I was like, yeah, I was trying to. And here's the thing. You're so used to pitching ideas to people that are used to hearing ideas, like bits.
Yeah.
So I'm like doing this to somebody who has like zero comedy or production. And I'm like trying to summarize it in a phone call.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, we want to do this bit. We're like, talk to an ex. And then she's like, huh? And I'm like, fuck. And I realized that it sounds crazy, but I'm used to like our world of like, no, here's the bit.
No, come on, go play along with us.
And she's like, I loved you so much. And I was like, ah.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah. I mean, she was real, and I was like, yeah.
I said you could come inside me. I tasted your cum.
Yeah.
So, like, right now, if you ask Leanne why she loved me, she wouldn't be able to answer it because it's clouded and being around me so much.
Yeah.
But
I kind of asked her one time on a pod. She did a podcast with me when you were filming.
Yeah.
And I was like, God, he's such a fucking mess, and like, you know, all this shit. Like, I don't know what you like about him and all that. And then I go, how do you deal with like all the Bert stuff? And she was like, you know, you think I'm going to give up on, am I going to, yeah, it's gross. He's gross. And, do you think I'm going to,
it's my girl.
She's like, you think I'm going to pass that up for a chance on love? Like, am I going to do away with all this totally reprehensible behavior?
I love her more than anyone's ever loved her in her fucking life. I love her more than anyone deserves to get loved. Like, no one should get loved as much as I love her. It's almost like creepy.
Really?
Yeah. I love her way more than she loves me. Way more. I mean, I think she cares for me more.
Yeah.
But I love her more. Like, I go, I get a kick out of that woman. Like, I love when she talks. Like, when have you ever loved when a woman talked to you?
Yeah.
Like, were they like, you want to hear my thoughts? Remember in high school, and you'd be like, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Or in college, you'd be like, you go to dinner, and they'd be like, I want to tell you about me and when I played volleyball. And you're like,
oh. But you actually enjoy that.
I love when she talks. She tells stories. And like, you know how I am when someone tells a story, sometimes I'm just like, fucking. You're fucking it up.
Yeah.
She fucks up stories, but man, she's got some good stories.
But back to the first point, okay, which was you think that it is.
I'll get us a quick answer real quick. We share a lot of people on Instagram.
Who?
Instagram.
Oh.
Here's my question.
This is ridiculous.
Who do you think you could fall in love with quicker? Me or Tom Segura? You can be a man or a woman to answer this. Who do you think you could fall in love with quicker? Who's got the juice? Me or Tom Skirin? Please answer honestly. God bless America.
Okay. I don't trust your following. So here we go. Round two.
Link.
All right. Hey, Instagram, quick question. Who do you think you could fall in love with more quickly? Me or Bert Kreischer?
Answer honestly.
Be honest. Who would you fall in love with? Fall in love with quicker? Me or that?
That?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
And then what? Now doing a poll?
Now do a poll. Oh, my God.
What?
You know Felipe Esparza's a vegan?
No.
Yeah. He only eats Oreos. No, I mean, not only eats Oreos, but like that's his only like treat.
Are those vegan treats?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Or maybe I've heard that before.
All right. You ready? Do you get any answers?
It's uploading.
Look, here's the pot I broke last night when I hit my head.
Bro.
Yeah, I know. All right. It's up. Activity. Well, I'm going to vote for Bert real quick.
Jesus Christ.
That's 100%. Who do you think? Okay. Who do you think out of our wives, who do you think people would fall in love with quicker? Leanne or Push? I already know the answer.
Well,
it's Push. Leanne is hard to let alone fall in love with.
That poll would be, Christina has a bigger footprint like online.
No, right? No, no. I'm just saying between me and you, like knowing them. Leanne's like a fucking tough sell.
Oh.
Like Push is very like, she's very like, she's good at like making you feel good about yourself. And like, oh, hey, how you doing? You know, she's a really sweet person.
Right.
She makes friends very easily too.
Yeah.
Leanne does not make friends.
They
very
both
well.
Have this thing though, where like you walk out of a room and you're like, Jesus Christ, you know what you just said to that person?
Oh
like,
my God. Yeah.
Like I've said so many times, like, hey, you need to go back in there.
Yeah. Like he's in a wheelchair, Leanne. Yeah. What the fuck were you thinking? I'm just being honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just being honest.
I'm like, yeah, you shouldn't be. Don't always be honest.
You don't need to. Or when the girl said that and then Leanne just went like this. I go, hey, move your face.
Yeah, move your face around.
What are you doing? Your face is stuck like that and you're going, rah, rah. All right, Tom, what are you getting on this poll?
I'm actually not getting anything because it's still uploading.
Only one person's seen it and it's...
We need to give it a few minutes.
Oh, here we go. Ooh, I'm swamping you.
Yeah?
I'm stomping you. 62% to 38%.
Wow.
Well, they are my followers
too. Yeah, I know. So, it's probably eight votes.
I wonder how many followers we have that overlap.
Less than you think.
Do you ever, isn't it crazy when someone posts you and it tags you in a video and they're like going to see Tom Segura's show and then you go to their profile and then they don't even follow you?
Yeah. Or the one we talked about?
What?
Like when, it's just like some upcoming random comedian you don't know and you're like, you don't follow me? Jesus Christ, man.
There's a guy that's really fucking funny.
Yeah.
Oh fuck. What's his name? I just followed him the other day. Derek Gaines. He is really fucking funny.
Yeah.
Like I watched him and I was like, oh shit. And I was like, oh, I'll hit him up and, you know, tell him, hey, you should come on the podcast or something. And then I went to his thing and he's like, he didn't follow me, doesn't follow anyone I know. And I was like, I can't message him now. So I was like, oh fuck.
Yeah.
So I just followed him. He's really fucking funny. Derek Gaines. You know who else is fucking hilarious?
Who?
That I just saw for the first time, like hung out with? Owen Smith.
Owen Smith?
Did I say the right name? I might have to edit this out.
Oh, you've never seen Owen before?
No, yeah, Owen Smith. Jesus Christ. Yeah. No, I'd never seen him, but I heard Joe talk about him so much and everyone talk about him. And so I was doing the Wednesday night at the store and I was like, hey, can you get Owen on the show? Owen Smith had in his set one to two jokes that I had written that day. That day I'd written them and he went up and told, and they were already like well fucking formed thoughts.
Oh.
And I was like, motherfucker.
Yeah, he's always been really funny.
He was
funny.
A fun fucking hang too.
Yeah. Always been really funny.
Dude, yeah, fucking Owen Smith, man.
I feel like you did some trickery on my phone.
Why?
Because it won't upload.
Maybe it's the saying you're not lovable.
Yeah. It won't upload. And it already said try again. No, it's right there.
It's uploading?
But
are you online? You know, you're on the Wi-Fi. Get off the Wi-Fi.
Get off the Wi-Fi?
Yeah, don't ever use your own Wi-Fi.
What?
No, don't ever use your own Wi-Fi. Yeah. Do you ever look at do you ever see someone who tweets hateful shit to a comic and you're like, what a fucking garbage piece of shit this is. And then you go to their page and they follow you. This is a scary one.
Okay.
Have you ever had a public, like a guy, like a single shooter in like the guy, what's the guy who was in Canoga? The kid that pop, 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 pop. Who's the kid that killed the Canoga? In the Canoga, he killed the two pedophiles and the skateboarder.
What the fuck? Oh, You know, in Wisconsin? Well,
yeah.
Rittenhouse.
Yeah. Kyle Rittenhouse. That was a fucking interesting one to see if he followed me.
Does he?
I don't think so. I hope not. Hey, pull up Kyle Rittenhouse. See if he follows me. I bet he does now.
I bet that account's been probably.
You don't think he's online? What's the?
Oh, right.
The swimmer from Stanford. The swimmer from Stanford who raped that girl. You're like, please don't follow me. Please don't follow me. Jesus. This is Kyle Rittenhouse.
Okay. Oh, that is him.
Okay. See who he's following.
Oh, fuck.
I guarantee you. By the way, there are... Oh, just tell me what it is. I'll see. What is it? This is Kyle Rittenhouse. How many followers does he have?
200 and... Yeah.
Add one to that.
You're following
him? No, he doesn't follow me. Thank God. Let's see who he follows. He follows... Well, he follows Rogan.
NRA. He does?
He definitely follows Rogan.
Look.
Try again.
It won't let me upload it. This is rigged. This is a rigged election, just like the 2020 election that was stolen.
Recount.
It won't upload.
Let's see where my numbers are. I'm fucking slaughtering you.
Are you?
61%.
Wow.
61% with 1,900 votes.
That's, yeah. It's a good.
Who do you think would cheat on you first, me or you?
What?
Who do you think, if they were falling in love with us, right? Uh-huh. Who out of me and you, who do you think would cheat on them first, me or you? It's me.
Who would be cheated on first?
No, who would cheat on them?
You would?
Oh, yeah. I miss cheating so much. Like, I'll never do it.
You talk about it all the time.
Yeah, I know. Well, I used to be a big cheater.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I've cheated on everyone I ever dated, except for Leanne. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I don't know. You don't give off that energy.
No, I wasn't someone who could break up very easily.
Oh, so that's how you ended
it. That's how I ended it. Yeah. And that was the fun, like, knowing you're out of the relationship emotionally, you're done. And you're like, and by the way, this is a coward's move. Is like, you should just go to the person and say, hey, I'm done. Leanne never cheated on anyone. And I was like, God, you missed out.
Yeah.
It was fun, especially in high school, and you're like, I'm not getting married to this fucking person.
Sure.
I don't know why this fucking counts. Yeah. I don't know why I'm a bad person. I'm just having fucking fun.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I'm the only one that can prove that I'm alive, right? Yeah. Like, I can't prove they're alive. I don't even know if they're all fucking bots. So why not cheat on them, right?
Anyway, you called me and said you had made a new discovery. You actually texted our group and said that you're like, big news, guys.
Oh,
I am switching to tequila. And you weren't a tequila guy, and you said like there's less sugar.
So
and that-
I gotta pay the compliment forward to Fitvine first.
Okay,
because Fit, you know, I'm a big Fitvine drinker. I'm a big wine drinker. But Fitvine was the only wine I could drink where I slept good, I had good recovery, and then I woke up and could work out the next day. I could drink a bottle of Fitvine and not feel fucked up about it. And I realized that when I was in Serbia, because Serbian wine and Fitvine are very similar. I don't know the right way to say this, but there's less sugar. So it's that sugar is what fucks you up. Well, my sister... We're emptying out the tour bus. It's at my sister's house. And so we go over to the tour bus. My sister's out. She goes, I go, what are you doing? She goes, I'm having a tequila, my new drink. And I went, what is it? She goes, Casa Dragones. I went, Casa Dragones? Tom sent me a bottle of that. It looked really familiar.
Mm-hmm.
The one you sent me was really expensive. The one she had was just like the regular bottle, the $90 bottle.
Right.
And so, like the $54 bottle right there.
Yep.
And so... I said, well, let me try some. And so I had a couple glasses of tequila with her. With
just little, straight up? Or
some, with some lime and some soda water.
Yeah.
And I went home that night. I felt my buzz. Like, I felt good. Got in bed, had some water, got in bed, woke up, and I had 98% recovery on my Whoop. And I slept sound as fuck. And I went, that's interesting. It's got to be a fluke. I'm sure that... Maybe the battery is almost dead.
Yeah.
Never mind. The next night, tour bus still there. We go over and I said, hey, do you have any more tequila? And she goes, I do. So we have tequila again. And I go, okay. So we have tequila. And now this time I really tie one on.
Yeah.
And then I go to bed. I wake up. I got 78% recovery. Wow. Now my recovery is consistently in the red, always in the red. And I noticed that I wasn't tossing and turning at night. I was just kind of sleeping. And I reached out to someone and they're like, well, you know, it's because it's got less sugar and starch. And I went, shut the fuck up. Then you start Googling it and you're like, oh yeah, that's why The Rock has a tequila. That's why all these fucking celebrities have tequilas. So I was like, all right.
Well, I think they have it because it's just popular to consume though. Right?
But I think it's also that turnaround, like I can now achieve. My whole thing has always been about recovery.
Yeah.
Like, and so I remember seeing The Rock drinking tequila on his private jet and going like, what the fuck, man? Don't you have to work out tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can on tequila. When you drink tequila, I wish I had a glass of tequila right now. I wish I had a glass of tequila right now. I'm not even fucking around. It's so enjoyable with a little lime, a little soda water. And man, my bounce back last night's a bad example because I did have a head injury, but.
Oh, right.
But my recovery has been in the green since I started drinking tequila.
Wow.
In Whoop.
I'm so upset.
Why?
Because I can't fucking post this thing.
But you're the one, you bought me that bottle of Dragones.
Yeah.
Casa Dragones. So I'm now switching off of vodka. I'm off vodka entirely. I'm just doing tequila and I'm tasting all the good tequilas. Right now, Casamigos and Casa Dragones are my two favorite ones. But I want to lean into other ones. I know Terramana is The Rock's, and I was
Casamigos was the Clooney one, right?
Hey, type in what famous.
Oh yeah, number one is Ron White's.
Ooh, and Ron White doesn't drink anymore.
He doesn't, but that's
he might need a spokesman who drinks.
And by the way, you are really like convincing about drinking.
Yeah.
Like right now, you're talking about tequila. You made me want a tequila.
I want a tequila really bad. Do you have Blanco tequila? Is Blanco tequila is what I like the most of. Hey, will you type up what celebrities have tequilas? Because I don't want to get in the liquor. I always get approached by, do you want to start a liquor company? I don't. I want to start like a, do we have a fucking Blanco tequila? We should?
Michael Jordan has Cincoro.
Okay.
Dwayne has Terramana. Clooney, Casamigos, that one sold. Chainsmokers, Haha or Ja Ja.
The Chainsmokers, what are they?
I didn't know that. Santana, Casa Nobile. Of course, Buffett has Margaritaville.
Yeah.
That's got to be the shittiest one on that list, guaranteed.
I bet it's the best.
Why?
Thunderstruck Tequila. Wait, what the fuck? I've had, what's Sammy Hagar?
Yeah.
Sammy Hagar was... Is Adam Levine and Sammy Hagar have the same one? Sammy Hagar has Cabo Wabo tequila. So he had bottles of Cabo Wabo, right?
Yeah.
We were judging a beauty contest for Miss Cabo Wabo. Okay, Miss Cabo Wabo. And there's like nine women. And then Miss Cabo Wabo is going on tour with them. She's going to go. We're going to be the judges. Whoever we pick, they go on tour with them for the next 9 months on for Sammy Hagar.
Yeah.
And so, no. What is it? Is it Terramana? Yeah. It's Terramana? Let's light it up, baby. Oh, it's not the Blanco.
We might have one in the back.
Fucking go get it.
What? Please.
Please. But so we're all getting ready to vote. So yeah.
Vote?
Yeah, so to pick Miss Cabo Wabo. And so they all do their speeches. They all do their talent. And we're all lining up our things. And Sammy Hagar comes over. I'm sorry, Sammy, if this blows you up your spot. Sammy Hagar comes over with signed bottles of Cabo Wabo, puts them down, and he goes, hey, it's number eight. I said, what? And he goes, it's number eight. We're like, what? And he goes, I'm going on tour with this person for 9 months. Number eight. And walks away. I was like, whoa, okay, what's this? Casa Dores. That sounds good, right?
I'm sure.
Do you have any ice? No, there's no fucking ice here.
No.
It's like you guys don't even live here. Type in Casa Dores. See how much this costs. What are you getting ice? I'll see if we have any. He is so good.
Yeah, he is great.
Was he an orphan?
He was.
What if you did orphan podcasting orphans?
Orphans podcasting orphans?
Is this a blue agave high tequila blanco? No, put in 9/11. Real tequila for real people. Real tequila. Our tequila. Let me tell me about your tequila. I might do this as an. Oh my God, you are the cutest fucking thing alive. I know it looks like someone was icing their knee with it, but that's okay. We'll take
it. Okay.
Yeah. Discover. Tell me something about Casa Dor. Let's do this, Tom.
Okay.
Let's do this.
Give me that cup.
Hey, if you're a tequila company, send your bottle of tequila to Two Bears, One Cave. And we will be sampling tequilas for the next year. I bet there's got to be 50 bottles of tequila, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 50. Everyone, starting with The Rock. Hey, someone hit up The Rock. DJ! Send us a brand new bottle of
tequila. Hey, yo, Dewey!
Deborah play my voice text of The Rock to me? Do you?
Yeah, you did, yeah.
I still have it. I play it every now and then.
You did?
If I'm feeling depressed, I go, The Rock fucking called me.
Yeah.
Fucking The Rock. The Rock.
Yeah.
The Rock.
He was like, hey, brother.
Hey, he just saw you posting about Terramana. Hey, yeah. I'm going to do my best Rock impression.
Did he send you a bunch?
He did not. Yeah. He said he was like, gig. It was funny because we texted back and forth. And then he was like, give me your address and I'll send you some Terramana. And I was like, fuck, man. Yeah. And I gave him my address. And then it never.
I know this is a horrible thing to say in podcasting, but I'll tell you who messaged me. You have to.
Donald Trump?
Nope.
Who? No, she didn't.
She did.
Wait, when?
Last week.
No, she didn't.
Yeah.
No, she didn't.
Yes.
Let me check to see if she hasn't messaged me real quick.
She's not messaged you.
Oh, because you were with.
No, shut up.
Oh, wait. Oh, because you bleeped her name out?
Yeah.
Oh, you bleeped her name out?
Yes.
I thought you.
Yes.
Bleeping.
Yes.
Why?
Shut up. This is why I can't tell you anything.
I love the smell of tequila. It smells so good.
All right.
Can you believe Danny Brown's never seen Black Panther?
No. And he didn't go see Get Out. Danny Brown didn't go see Get Out because he didn't want to feel badly about white bitches.
Danny Brown is one of the most interesting fucking people.
His fucking perspective is hilarious.
Hysterical.
So funny.
Yeah. All right. I really got a kick. Okay, cheers. Wait. So, cheers. Okay. What did she call you about?
Shut up.
Wait. What did she say?
I'm never telling you anything.
Why?
Because you do this. So this is our review of Casadores.
Okay, this is Casadores. Pull up. I want to know more about Casadores. And this is how it'll go, guys. You send us a bottle of tequila, especially you, The Rock. I don't think that. And then Casadores.
Is
Casadores a good tequila?
But people also, this is the Casadores Blanco, which has the highest rating, by the way.
Okay. Well, so this is what? So Casadores is a great tequila for margaritas because it's got high notes of basil, lemon blossom. It's great for sipping too, but especially well-suited for margaritas thanks to its freshness, roundness, and agave characteristics. So this means it's probably pretty sweet. It's probably got hints of something. And I think with the sipping tequila, I know that Casa Dragones is a sipping tequila. So type in Casa Dragones and then let's see, is Casa Dragones a good tequila? It's going to roll. Now scroll down. Scroll. Right there. Is it a real tequila? What the fuck? It's Oprah's favorite tequila? It's Ellen DeGeneres.
Okay.
Ellen DeGeneres. Hey, let's think of a merch idea. Let's think of a shirt we could sell real quick.
We have a good one coming.
Do we?
Yeah.
What?
I'll show you.
Cheers.
Hey, here, tap it. To live on the beach, Tommy. Me and you, buddy.
Beach life.
We're beach life. It's interesting. I can taste the sweetness in it. It's
that goes down clean.
It does. That's really nice. Casadores. And I love if we were gonna let's do a liquor. Maybe we'll do a liquor.
Okay.
What will we name it? Casa. How do you say bears? ¿Cómo se dice bears in
Osos.
España? Casa dos ojos.
Osos.
Dos osos.
Yeah.
Casa dos ojos. House of the two
dos,
bears.
Dos osos tequila.
Dos osos tequila. Yeah. Dos osos. And Tom, oh my God, why don't we have a fucking tequila?
Yeah.
Why don't we have a tequila?
I think we just pitched it right now.
Because you can speak Spanish, so you can sell it. Oh my God. Tom, yeah. You can say things about The Rock and George Clooney that they don't know you're saying because you're saying it in Spanish.
Right.
And you'd sell it to the Latino culture.
Yeah.
You'd be like, say something in Spanish about like negative, like they don't like certain things.
La piedra y Clooney son unos salvajes animales, son racistas, no les gustan los latinos. Este es para nosotros, es nuestra tequila.
Dos osos.
Dos osos.
Dos osos. Dos osos.
Esos dos regios, una gran puta hace la concha de su madre.
Ah, no te gusta los incas o aztecas. Right?
Rock y Clooney son nazis.
Rock y Clooney son nazis. Y Daniel Cuervo.
James Bond también.
James Bond también. Claro, claro.
All right.
No, I love this. Let's get back into Spanish. We could really sell a fucking tequila.
Yeah, we will.
This is what, okay, this is our first commercial, okay?
Okay.
It's I'll speak in English and you speak in Spanish, but you don't have to say the same thing I say in Spanish. You can say something different. I go, hi, my name is Bert Kreischer and this is Tom Segura. And then you go, es gordo y guapo, right? And then I'll go, listen to him if you just speak Spanish. And then I'll go, we came out with our brand new tequila. And he goes, es pequeño pinga y grande pinga. And then maybe that's not a great commercial.
Yeah, true.
Why didn't we drink tequila earlier? What do you got for the rest of the day? Spending time with the boys?
Hey, yeah, actually.
Liam and I want to come out and see the boys.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're here for a while.
Okay. Come on out.
Yeah?
Sure. Come out.
Wherever you are. We need to think globally. I know, Nadav. But this is when it's fun. It's when we've gone a little too long and we just break out a drink.
Yeah.
This is when it gets good.
That's true. It's fun.
I know what we're going to say. Our merch is.
What?
Guys, we're introducing two shirts. One says, I fell in love with Bert. One says, I fell in love with Tom.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's how we're going to find out who you'd fall in love with more.
Okay.
I fell in love with Bert. I fell in love with Tom.
There you go.
And that is how we decide who is falling in love with most.
Just study those numbers.
What did yours ever post?
It didn't upload. No, it never
upload. I'll just tell you what my numbers are real quick.
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah.
Right now, I'm at 67% compared to 43% for you.
Yeah.
Is that, that's 110%.
Sure those percentages are right?
My vision's not great these days.
All right, we got to wrap it up. Hey, I love you.
I love you more. I love you more. I love you more.
Okay.
I love you more. I do love you more than you love me.
Don't stop that.
No, I do. And I tell you what, I love you so much that I think this should be a fun game to find out who people would fall in love with first.
Okay. All right.
I love you.
Love you too.
I know you do. I'm very easy to fall in love with.
Bert and Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.